Hello, hello. Welcome to Squabbles of the Soil, Season 4, a podcast produced in collaboration with MTSU Collegiate FFA Chapter and directed by students of the MTSU Debate and Discussions in Agriculture class. The opinions stated on this podcast are not affiliated with MTSU. The dirt of the day here consists of controversial agricultural topics. Let's come down to earth.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Squabbles of the Soil. I am Jordan Comers, and I will be your host for this episode. Today, we will embark on a journey that stirs up emotions and sparks debates in the culinary and agricultural realm. Foie gras is a delicacy renowned for its rich, velvety texture and exquisite flavors. It has long been a centerpiece of gastronomic indulgence. But behind its luxurious allure lies a contentious tale that raises questions about ethics, animal welfare, and the boundaries of culinary artistry. It has faced intense scrutiny and has been banned in some parts of the world due to the perceived cruelty of the gavage process. In this episode, we will dive deep into the controversial world of foie gras. We will examine the intense debates and the ethical concerns that surround this delicacy, shedding light on the conflicting viewpoints and passionate arguments from both sides. Join us on this thought-provoking episode as we engage in a captivating discussion with our knowledgeable guests, Rebecca Williams and Kevin Jones, exploring the multifaceted controversy surrounding foie gras and delving into the ethical considerations that shape this culinary debate. Introducing our first guest today, Rebecca Williams from Montgomery, Alabama. Thank you for joining us for today's podcast, Rebecca. I'm excited to dive into this topic with you. Could you please introduce yourself to our listeners and share your understanding of the complexities and debates surrounding foie gras?
Hello, my name is Rebecca Williams. I am a passionate food enthusiast, and over time, I've become well-versed in the foie gras community. It all started when I had my first taste of foie gras during a memorable trip to France with my sister. The unique flavor and the controversy surrounding it intrigued me, leading me to dig deeper into the subject. I conducted extensive research and personally reached out to different farms, like Hudson Valley, to learn more about the production process and how the welfare of the duck is ensured. It was important for me to have a good understanding of the topic before forming my own perspective. As I delved into my research, I realized there are various misconceptions and misunderstandings about foie gras production. This sparked a desire within me to advocate for foie gras and foster more nuanced conversations around it. To achieve this, I created the Facebook account.
All right, so with the controversies surrounding foie gras, like you mentioned, what specific aspects intrigued you the most and motivated you to delve deeper into the subject?
Yes, I had heard about the controversy surrounding foie gras, but experiencing it firsthand made me curious to delve deeper. The controversy surrounding foie gras primarily revolved around the production methods and welfare of the ducks involved. I was intrigued to understand both sides of the argument and wanted to explore the practice used in foie gras production to develop a well-rounded perspective. By conducting extensive research and reaching out to different farms, I aim to gain a comprehensive understanding of the topic, and form my own opinion on foie gras.
Okay. Could you share some insights or interesting findings from your research you conducted?
Of course. Through my research, I delved into the intricacies of foie gras production and uncovered a wealth of fascinating information. I discovered that the production is a highly regulated process that adheres to a rigorous guidelines. One intriguing aspect is the traditional technique of gavage, where ducks are carefully and gently fed to encourage liver enlargement. During my exploration, I came across compelling studies indicated that when gavage is conducted correctly, the birds don't exhibit signs of stress or discomfort. It was enlightening to learn about the meticulous attention given to the well-being of the ducks during the process. Proper feeding practices, combined with regular veterinary care and ample rest, contribute to the overall welfare of ducks involved in the foie gras production. These findings deepened my understanding of the complexity of it and underscored the importance of responsible and ethical practices to ensure the welfare of the animals involved.
Okay, interesting. And would you mind providing a little bit more detail about the studies you came across that indicate the absence of stress or discomfort in ducks during the gavage process?
The studies I encountered examined various aspects of the production, including the welfare of the ducks. One notable study observed the behavior and sociological markers of ducks during the gavage process. The finding revealed that when conducting properly, ducks did not exhibit signs of stress, such as elevated heart rate or abnormal behaviors. These studies utilized non-invasive monitoring techniques and carefully controlled experimental conditions to ensure accurate results.
Okay. So you also mentioned reaching out to producers like Hudson Valley to learn more about the production process. What were some key aspects or practices that stood out to you during these interactions?
Interacting with farms like Hudson Valley allowed me to gain valuable insights. One key aspect that stood out was the emphasis on animal welfare. These farms prioritize the well-being of the ducks, ensuring they have adequate space, access to clean water, and carefully monitoring feeding regimen to ensure their health.
Okay, and how do farms like Hudson Valley employ a feeding regimen for their ducks? Are there any specific guidelines or techniques they follow to ensure the ducks receive proper nutrition while maintaining their health?
Farms like Hudson Valley employ meticulous monitoring of the feeding regimen for their ducks. They follow specific guidelines and techniques to ensure that ducks receive proper nutrition while maintaining their health. This includes carefully controlling the portion sizes and composition of the feed provided to the ducks during the gavage process. Farms may work closely with nutritionists and veterinarians to develop feed formulas that meet the ducks' nutritional requirements. Regular checks and observations and adjustments are made to ensure that the ducks are receiving the appropriate nutrients and that their health is maintained throughout the feeding process.
Okay. Could you provide a little bit more detail about the specific measures taken by farms like Hudson Valley to prioritize the well-being of the ducks? Are there any additional practices or protocols they implement to ensure the ducks' welfare?
Yeah. Farms like Hudson Valley prioritize the well-being of the ducks through various measures. They provide the ducks with ample space to move freely and exhibit natural behaviors. Additionally, they ensure access to clean water, which is essential for the hydration and overall health. These farms also implement carefully monitoring feeding regimens, like I mentioned before, and to ensure the proper nutrition, as well as having regular veterinary care and health checks.
Okay, and so have these farms ever implemented any specific practices or innovations to minimize stress or discomfort for the ducks during the feeding process like we talked about earlier?
Farms like Hudson Valley strive to minimize stress and discomfort for the ducks during the feeding process. They may use gentle handling techniques and provide a calm environment to reduce any potential stress. Additionally, farms use specifically designed feeding equipment and carefully trained staff to ensure the gavage process is conducted with precision and care. These practices contribute to the overall welfare of the ducks by prioritizing their comfort and well-being during the feeding process.
So we've talked about the gavage process a lot. Would you mind going into more detail into what that entails?
Of course. The ducks are force-fed through a unique process. There is special feeding tubes that are inserted gently into the esophagus and moved to the stomach. Once the feeding tube is correctly placed, a mixture of corn, grains, and fats is gradually pumped into the bird's stomach. The food is often in the form of semi-liquid paste. After each feeding session, the birds are closely monitored for any signs of distress or complications. They are given rest periods to allow digestion and reduce the risk of health issues. The gavage process typically lasts for a period of several weeks before the birds are processed for foie gras production. During this time, their livers undergo significant enlargement due to the high-calorie diet and forced feeding. The enlarged liver is what gives foie gras its unique flavor.
Thank you, Rebecca, for sharing your insights and experiences regarding foie gras production and animal welfare. Your input has shed light on different aspects of the topic, allowing for a more comprehensive understanding of the subject matter. Thank you, and have a good rest of your day. Now, we turn our attention to an opposing viewpoint. Joining us next is Kevin Jones, who brings a contrasting perspective to the table. Kevin, can you please tell the listeners about yourself and how you became informed on the topic of foie gras?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having me. And my interest in the topic of foie gras began during my time studying animal welfare. As part of my coursework, I delved into various aspects of animal agriculture and the ethical considerations surrounding them. Foie gras, in particular, really caught my attention due to the passionate debates surrounding its production methods. So during my research, I really sought to understand both sides of the argument. I visited several foie gras farms. I spoke with a lot of different industry professionals and engaged with animal rights activists who strongly oppose the practice. These experiences really provided me with firsthand knowledge about the production process, as well as welfare concerns and really differing perspectives held by various stakeholders. So additionally, I dedicated significant time to studying scientific literature, legal regulations, and the historical context of foie gras. So this comprehensive approach really helped me gain a deeper understanding of the complexities involved and allowed me to form an informed opinion on the matter. So ultimately, my goal is to contribute to a balanced and respectful dialogue about foie gras, acknowledging the ethical concerns while also considering the cultural and culinary significance of this delicacy. So I believe that by fostering a well-informed discussion, we can explore potential improvements in production practices and address the ethical concerns associated with foie gras in a constructive manner. So this is why I created my Facebook account, to raise awareness about the concerns in foie gras and engage in discussions with a wider audience.
Okay, and could you tell us a little bit about what you share on your Facebook account?
Certainly. So on my Facebook account, I aim to provide a wide range of content that sheds light on ethical concerns surrounding foie gras production. I share articles from reputable sources that discuss the various aspects of the debate, and including the welfare of the animals, alternative culinary options, and just the progress made by organizations advocating for a ban on foie gras. One of the key topics I focus on is the movement to ban foie gras. I follow and share content from organizations like Ban Foie Gras. It's a nonprofit based in the UK that is dedicated to banning foie gras production and consumption. And they basically work tirelessly to raise awareness, promote legislation, and engage in advocacy efforts to eliminate this practice. So by sharing articles and supporting organizations like Ban Foie Gras, I hope to contribute to the broader discussion on the ethical implications of foie gras production, and really to encourage individuals to critically examine their own beliefs and values regarding this controversial delicacy.
Okay, thank you for sharing that with us. What specific welfare concerns stuck out to you the most?
So great question. During my visit to Rogi Foie Gras in New York, I observed some welfare concerns that have sparked debates within the industry. One of the main concerns is the practice of force feeding, known as gavage, which basically involves inserting a tube into the bird's esophagus to overfeed them. This process is carried out multiple times a day, and it's intended to enlarge the liver to produce foie gras. The critics really argue that force feeding can cause physical discomfort and distress to the birds, which can actually lead to injury and other health issues. Also raises concerns about confinement and lack of natural behaviors for the birds during the production process. So these factors have led to debates about the ethical treatment of animals in foie gras production.
Okay, and you mentioned injury or health issues. Would you mind going into a little bit more detail about that?
So force feeding in foie gras production can potentially lead to various injuries and issues for the birds, like discussed earlier. So like repeated insertion of a feeding tube into the bird's esophagus can really cause physical trauma, such as abrasions or punctures in the delicate tissues. This can really result in inflammation and pain for the birds. Additionally, the rapid and excessive intake of food can really strain their digestive systems, leading to conditions like liver hypertrophy, which is basically just the enlargement of the liver, or hepatic lipidosis, which is fatty liver disease. So these conditions can really compromise the bird's overall health and well-being.
Okay, and you also mentioned about how confinement and limited expression of natural behaviors really impacts the birds used for the production of foie gras. Could you elaborate on some of those natural behaviors?
Yeah, so some of the natural behaviors that animal rights activists are concerned about in the foie gras production include like the ability of ducks and geese to engage in their natural instincts. So, for example, these birds have natural inclination for or to forage for food, swim in water, roam, and socialize with their flock mates, as well as, you know, building nests, caring for eggs, and, you know, to fly to some extent. And, however, due to the confinement and limited space in foie gras production systems, these natural behaviors are often restricted or denied. So this lack of opportunity to engage in their natural behaviors can raise ethical concerns for animal rights activists, as it really, you know, it affects the overall well-being and fulfillment of the birds.
Okay, interesting. While you were visiting farms, were you introduced to any alternative production methods or practices that that could address these concerns?
So the exploration of alternative production methods is really an important aspect of the ongoing discussion surrounding foie gras. One method that gained attention is ethical foie gras or ethical gavage. And basically this approach, it aims to prioritize the welfare of the birds while still allowing for the production of foie gras. Proponents of ethical foie gras really propose modifications to the gavage process, such as using softer tubes or allowing the birds to self-regulate their food intake. So these adaptions aim to really minimize any potential discomfort or stress experienced by the birds. So additionally, like providing spacious and enriched environments that allow for natural behaviors, like mentioned before, can also really contribute to improving welfare of the animals.
Okay, and you said that the birds are able to self-regulate their food intake. What does that mean? And does that involve force feeding as well?
So, no, it doesn't involve force feeding. Instead, it promotes an alternative approach where the birds are given access to food and can eat according to their natural hunger and satiety cues. So the aim is basically to provide the birds with the freedom to regulate their own food intake and reduce potential physical discomfort and stress that's associated with the force feeding. So this approach is being explored as a potential method to address welfare concerns in foie gras production and promote a more humane and ethical approach.
Okay, and earlier in our discussion, I think you briefly mentioned legal regulations behind the production. Would you provide an overview of some of those for us, please?
Yeah, of course. So legal regulations regarding foie gras production really vary across different jurisdictions. In some regions, there's specific laws and regulations that govern the production, sale, and consumption of foie gras. But while, you know, in others, there may be no specific regulations in place. In the U.S., California has enacted a statewide ban on the production and sale of foie gras, while a lot of other states allow the production. It's important to note that the legal status of foie gras production can change over time. You know, regulations are always subject to updates and revisions. I know in New York, they're having a serious debate if foie gras production and sales should be banned.
Okay, well, thank you for having this conversation with me, Kevin. Before we end, is there anything else you would like to share or add to our discussion?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me, and it's been a very valuable discussion. I'd really like to, you know, emphasize the importance of raising awareness about the ethical considerations surrounding foie gras production. By encouraging discussions, promoting alternative welfare and culinary options, and supporting more compassionate practices, we can really work towards a food industry that prioritizes animal welfare. It's really essential for consumers, policymakers, and stakeholders to really come together and make informed choices that align with, you know, our values of compassion and respect for all living beings.
And there you have it, a thought-provoking discussion with our guests, Rebecca Williams and Kevin Jones, who provided us with their contrasting perspectives on the controversy surrounding foie gras. It is clear that foie gras continues to spark passionate debates within the agriculture and culinary realm. Whether it is the ethical considerations related to the gavage process or the appreciation for the unique flavors associated with this delicacy, the discourse surrounding foie gras invites us to reflect on the boundaries of our agriculture and culinary choices. As we conclude this episode, I invite you, our listeners, to reflect on the perspectives shared by our guests. What do you think? Has this discussion influenced your understanding of its controversies and complexities? We encourage you to continue exploring, engaging in discussions, and forming your own informed opinions. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us on another insightful episode of Squabbles of the Soil. We hope you've enjoyed digging deep into the pressing issues facing our agricultural world. Keep listening and find out who you are rooting for.